find your chin and neck. A gentle caress, gloved. She doesn't need to move her hands anymore to guide the telekinetic sensations that your body is wrapped in. They're going on their own. Her real gloved hands feel different from the warm sensations of flesh, massaging and touching you that she has been sending all over your body. Now it's her hands directly touching, leaning in to whisper, "Go ahead. You're allowed to come any time you want. I'm just going to keep going. Show me your trick, then a finale. Maybe an encore, too." Her hands withdraw. She backs up. The sensations of warm palms all over you intensify, rubbing out any stress or discomfort, finding the right place to push and rub in order to elicit maximum pleasure. Any time you think of a way, the sensation could be better. She seems to read your mind, and the hands change their touch so that you squirm anew. The hands efficiently masturbate you onward, trying to push you over the edge again and again. Yet you know that even if you come, they're going to continue. Until she, the magician, is satisfied. The hands grow warmer, warmer, until it is as if heated pads were being applied in all the right places, providing a pleasant variance and also making sure you feel quite warm even when the stage lights begin to dim. You feel yourself sweating, squirming in the grip of those palms. It is impossible to move away from those hands, though, and their invasive touch is continuous, pushing pleasure into you, making your brain respond. The fact there is no body or firm physical presence attached also means her telekinetic caress can exactly push in the right places, the right ways, warm you, make you sing and moan to her tune, and she's doing her best to push as much orgasmic, climactic pleasure into you as she can with the assistance of your mind, because the moment you think that something is just what you want, she knows all about it. Your mind knows she's doing this via a magical caress, but all your body knows is that this feels great. So good that shivers run down your spine, clenching your abdominal muscles, clenching your buttocks, moving your waist from side to side, not sure if you're trying to get away from her touch or closer to it. You hear her breathing from behind you, quickened but in control enough. She's also excited and aroused by all of this. That thought turns you on even more, as you let yourself be her prop, her assistant, your body now shivering, lost in release and pleasure. You are bound, and that heightens the sensation. No matter how much you let yourself squirm or moan, or go into her caress, nothing will stop the touch. It will continue, and continue.